permission to podcast us. We're a student film. I'm Justin.
I'm Eric.
I'm Seppi.
All right, Seppi, the first thing I have to ask is, I saw in your MySpace a very strange posting from the Flaming Lips that said, ask Seppi about his new tattoo. I have to ask about that new tattoo.
I can just show you. I guess I can't show you on the podcast, but you guys can find a picture of it, of me in the Grand Canyon with my tattoo. But this is it.
Very good.
Yes. I got it on the road.
I think there's three of those in existence in the world.
She treats me well. She protects me. Where's Seppi? I don't know. Who's this guy? So, yeah, that's it. It's a mustache.
That's the third one ever in the world, I promise. And the first one I've had the chance to see.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, it's great.
It's the real thing, right?
Yeah,
it's a real tattoo.
Real not a Sharpie.
Still, not a Sharpie.
I still gotta put lotion on it. It's not.
Yeah, he puts lotion on it every day.
Yeah.
I got some of that lotion from the hotel.
Hey. Made it. Good.
I got it for you.
Thank you.
I'm looking out for you.
The Aveda. That's what I need. Aveda for the mustache.
Of all of you lived most of your lives in Oklahoma, that's
Aveda. Yeah.
Yes. Lived all my life
all
in
my
Oklahoma.
Life.
And I will spend the rest of my life.
You will spend the rest of your life there.
In the United States.
It's so
maybe Oklahoma.
So nice.
It's a great home base.
Yeah.
Cheap rent.
Right in the middle.
And the scene. The music scene's great.
Oh yeah.
That's what we're starting to find out.
Yeah.
That's why we were excited.
There's like
you guys.
We could name probably 10, 15 bands right now. They're just amazing.
Yeah.
Out of like 30.
Yeah.
Sure. Do you want to give a plug for one? Man.
One?
Yeah.
40 Minutes of Hell?
Starlight Mints.
Starlight Mints?
Hold on.
20
Ryan Lindsay?
Ryan Lindsay is
20
the one.
Starlight Mints? Oh,
Ryan.
We see that?
No, yeah. Let's say Ryan Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Not Flaming Lips. They suck.
All
right. No, they don't suck.
Ryan Lindsay. All
you
right.
Can't say that in Oklahoma.
Okay. Hold on.
You can.
You get booed.
They have ADD. Ryan Lindsay, who played keyboards with us on this tour, his new record just dropped.
Dropped like it's hot?
He plays keyboards and plays guitar in the Starlight Mints. But his new album is phenomenal. So check it out, RyanLindsay.net.
We have it here if you want to get it.
El Paso Hot Button.
Yeah.
40 Minutes of Hell.
The problem is a lot of bands move to other states, you know?
Yeah.
Cheyenne
moved to New York.
The Allies.
And the Allies moved to Portland,
they all move
Oregon.
Out of state. Everybody moves out of state.
And it'll be a year and then you guys will be hearing about these bands in interviews.
The Evangelicals just got signed. Kunick just got signed.
Yeah. They did?
Yeah, yeah, they got signed to a record in New York. Called Playtime.
Playtime?
Deal, so. Yeah, Playtime.
Oh. So you think that's part of the reason why they're making that move? Does that have anything to do with
these? I don't know. Some bands are moving just because they feel that it's what they want to do, I guess. But
a lot of bands are sticking it out.
Yeah.
They feel like it's a strong...
The next Austin.
It's a positive community.
I think you give Oklahoma another year.
So at this point, how do you think non-Oklahomans view Oklahomans?
It's kind of hard because...
They think we all ride horses and we don't have roads.
Yeah. Or toilets.
That's what they think.
Or toilets.
There's a lot of people that no matter... I mean, especially reviewers, no matter what the band sounds like, everybody sounds like the Flaming Lips, which is a very, very...
It's
uneducated,
stupid.
Poor. It's just like lazy journalism, and you know, the Flaming Lips are great, and we really appreciate them. They've helped out the Oklahoma music scene a ton. But I mean, they even say themselves that these bands don't sound like us, and it's just, you know, it's a big thing. But I mean, we're honored to be compared to the Flaming Lips, and I'm sure all the other bands are too. But it's a big deal. But I think that more and more people are going to start seeing that these bands are individual bands. And
we're better than Texas.
Do we need to take a break for the train?
No, it's nice background noise, actually.
Okay.
That's loud. I figure a plane will go over sometimes. I think in the next year, people will be really looking to Oklahoma as a staple of, you know, new music coming out. Because it's just... I mean, coming from there, every at least two or three shows a week of local bands is just, I mean, you really don't want to miss it.
A strong community. Yes. Like our guitarist, Josh, who has just joined the conversation, he is moving to New York to join a band called Cheyenne, who is originally from Oklahoma. It's all very communal, I guess, in a in a lot of ways. So, not in a weird, like, patchouli way, but, like, we're just all bros. Bros and broettes.
All right. So, I was told by another little bird to ask you about what pirates have to do with your songs.
Ah.
I need to set this together.
What happened?
What do pirates have
what about the pirates?
Pirates. What can we say about pirates? That hasn't already been said.
That's right.
We're talking real pirates, not Pirates of the Caribbean.
Arr!
Right, we're talking thievery, we're talking the seven seas, we're talking all that shit. Our LSD. The usual pirate stuff. The cocaine.
I thought you guys were frying right now, but no.
I am. Anything to get us to California. It's a long drive. I just want to see all the colors.
That some people ask. So this is, do you believe that the religious and political conservatism that's prevalent in Oklahoma makes for better art and music?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, because most art is a reaction against the norm in Oklahoma. Yes.
So you would say that is the norm. It's
not just an assumption. No, it's the norm. It's the norm. Yeah.
So you think you might not get such good music if you live like in San Francisco or some
progressive
areas.
It's you know, it's kind of like, I'm going out on a limb here. You might not even cut this out, but like Seattle, you know, it's a preppy place. You know, it's a real polished, clean place. But the grunge music came out of it. It's like kind of a reaction against it. Same thing in Oklahoma, but there's religion and conservatism. So. Same thing.
So we understand that most of you have backgrounds in film. Or some of you do,
yeah.
Right?
Three of us, mostly. He got a degree. He's almost got his degree, and I'm a loafer. So.
Yeah, I will finish in December with a film and video studies degree. So.
Our keyboardist, who wasn't here tonight, he's doing a documentary on illegal immigration.
Oh. With the Mexico. It's a film.
I'm currently a part of the documentary project focusing on the gay and lesbian powwow culture and. Internationally, not just in America, but so.
Want to give some opinions on that?
Two Spirits.
Yeah, it's called the Two Spirit Society. It's an international coalition. It's really, I don't know. It's awesome. It's positive. Like, I mean, all I do is run camera, but it's been awesome. Like the powwows we've gone to have been very accepting and embracing. And,
okay, so how do you think that background in film, if you will, helps you to conceptualize the music?
I don't want to, like, take over here.
Do
it.
We started with our keyboardist, our bass player Seth, and myself, Justin. We were working on a film. It was a Wes Anderson ripoff. And
we were young.
And some of the songs at the very beginning were going to be like soundtracks to the movie. So a lot of times when we write, we kind of think of like a thematic scene to a film. Like one of our songs, Crows in Action, we wrote to Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. The scene where like at the gas station, at the aerial shot, all that shit's blowing up, you know?
Not a lot of verse chorus songs. It's a lot of parts that come together.
Act one, act two, act three.
Right. It's more soundtrack, I think, than a song. And some people like and some people don't. And I don't know. I mean, more and more I've been listening to the radio and different things, and it's like a lot of bands, a lot of music. It's very verse one, chorus, verse two, chorus, bridge, chorus, finish, you know, outro. I mean, that's not really how we write. I mean, sometimes I guess some of our songs come off that way, but it's not how we intentionally write our music. And I think it's more along the lines of, you know, yeah.
These things are hard to put into words, right?
Yeah.
That's why we write the songs.
Right.
Well, that was well said. I have to admit, that was excellent. You were about to.
I was going
to
say, you know, the majority of us have backgrounds in film, but Eric, our drummer, has he almost got his he's working on a music degree at OU, and he's a music dictionary basically. He knows all the composition shit, you know, and all the chords, and so we always reference him for how to finish a song.
And then we veto his opinions.
Yeah. I'm the only one who gets vetoed. I'll say that.
There's a lot of vetoing in this band. Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of veto power.
What was the first and last album that you purchased?
The last album you ever purchased in your whole life? The first one? The first album I ever purchased personally was Versus by Pearl Jam.
I was a DC Talk guy doing a new thing.
Oh, that's not what it was called.
No, what? I had the single tape. New Thing.
Yeah. New Thing. It's good.
All right, Greg.
Probably Michael W. Smith.
Hey, we were from Oklahoma, man.
It's all Christian. Everything's Christian.
I think we were all raised in
the
church.
The last album I got was the new David Bazan EP. It's good. You know, better than the last two Peter the Lion records.
Oh yeah. I don't completely agree with that.
But he's about to move to New York, so.
Yeah, what do you know?
The last one I bought was the new Starlight Mints record.
They gave it to us.
Last time I bought was a new Josh Jones record.
Hey,
Evangelicals. Yeah.
What about the Mercury program?
Oh, the new Ryan Lindsay record. I bought that one too. It's pretty kick-ass.
I didn't buy that one. Okay. I don't really care. Yeah.
Hey, here's Ryan Lindsay.
I know.
We already plugged his album.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Playing keyboards for us in this tour.
What do you guys think? Gene Simmons or Ronnie James Dio?
Dio.
No, Gene Simmons. Because Ronnie James Dio sued some friends of mine in a band called Dios, and now they have to be Dios Malos.
Oh, they're from LA, huh?
They're from LA.
We're gonna hang out with them
Gene
tomorrow.
Simmons. I'll take the tongue over the lawsuit any day.
All right, Gene Wilder or Johnny Depp?
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, Gene Wilder. But you know, Gene Wilder. As
Billy
far
Wilder
as acting
or Gene
goes,
Wilder. Billy
Johnny
Wilder.
Depp as far as man
Gene
gay
Wilder.
Sex goes. I didn't say that though. Whoa. That was right. Justin.
But, he is cute.
He is. All right, last question. Can you all give us the biggest pirate arc for Pirate Pod site?
Ready?
One, two,
suck at battleships.
Three.
Arr! That was.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, student film.
That was fun.
We will not forget you.
That was very good.